we're very shocked and disappointed because we know that Tracy supported the gambling reforms that many MPs on both sides of the House have been calling for years. And she was a good minister in that area. She was implementing the policy well. She had the respect of both sides of the House. And we're sad she's had to go because of that, although respect the fact that she felt that her integrity would be compromised were she to have to explain to gambling addicts and their families that the government policy she announced last year or earlier in the year would be delayed. And so we respect her decision. And the very sad thing about this whole issue is that it took a good minister's resignation to show to the government, and particularly Tracy's boss, Jeremy Wright, the Culture Secretary, that there is very grave concern about these machines out in the country. You know, they say they've not delayed their decision. You know, we are years overdue to reform these machines. Parliament has known for years of the harms done. There has been an enormously powerful and sophisticated lobby by the gambling industry to either block these reforms or slow them up. We will be asking more questions in the days and weeks ahead. And we'll also be supporting Tracy and other colleagues of hers should they decide to move an amendment to the finance bill to put these reforms in place in April or May. And though I don't speak for the other parties like the SNP, the Liberal Democrats, I'm pretty certain that they would support that too, which means that ultimately she may be victorious should she choose to go down that road.
Could it be that Tracy Crouch actually ends up having more of an impact then by quitting than she would have done if she'd stayed in the job?
Well, it is ironic. And speaking as someone who has resigned from Labour's front bench on three occasions, that can be the case. And I wish her well. I hope she can, you know, do well by the families that she'd given a lot of time and energy to. And she has our support in her campaign.